Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. We are very much happy to have you here again in our studio of the program Viewpoints. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Nur Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So our radio show today has an interesting topic: how Gen Z is redefining Islam in the age of social media, Muslim youth movements, TikTok faith, and digital da'wah. This is the main topic for today's discussion. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Is Gen Z, Generation Z, the new generation and the young generation, is it redefining Islamic values through social media?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The concept of redefining refers to this fact that we must first of all see that these generations, this young generation, who preach the teachings of Islam and the Islamic values.
All right.
The first and most important concern here is this, that do they know what Islamic value really is, mm-hmm. or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, unfortunately, there are, for example, pro-Islamic activists in social media. They try to teach the people and to promote the Islamic teachings in the cyberspace. But the problem with this generation is this, that they are not fully aware of the Islamic teachings, Islamic principles, Islamic beliefs, aqaid, and value system.
Yes.
So that's why when they, what they portray of Islam in cyberspace, that is a kind of imperfect sort of portray of or picture of Islam.
All right.
This is what is the main concern for the scholars.
Do you know why is it a concern? More than 60, according to statistics, more than 60% of the Muslim population all around the world are under 30 years old.
Mm.
And most of the time they refer to the social media for their spiritual and religious guidance, Sheikh. And this could be felt as a danger, because improper conceptions and we can say that's right, picture of the Islam can be given as an authentic value to the young generation. They follow it, the number increases, and they become a fixed idea and value for them.
Yeah, of course. I think here is the responsibility of the true scholars and maraji and ulama to become more active, particularly in the cyberspace and social networks, to teach the people the true teachings of Islam, and to show the people the comprehensive kind of perception of Islam. Otherwise, it would be really dangerous to just teach the people very kind of imperfect and shallow sort of teachings and doctrines of Islam, because instead of guiding the people into the right path, it would lead to a kind of misguidance of the new generations. So that is why even these youth, they must be very much cautious and
That's
careful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They should conduct deep research, comprehensive research about the Islamic teachings,
That's
if they're
right.
really concerned.
Lack
Islam
of research is a problem for the modern Gen Z. Okay. Who is listening to? Generation Z, brother, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, the young generation on the social media. Are the people really going to take their religious values from youngsters nowadays instead of old people? Are the young generations trusting themselves and their communities more than the traditional old muftis or religious authorities, leader and ulama?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think, going to the social media, benefiting from this kind of so-called technology, I think it doesn't have any problem. It's okay.
Okay.
If you go to the social media, try to benefit the most from these different platforms. I don't know, to have for example, as you mentioned, digital recitation of the Noble Quran.
Okay.
For sure, it has a lot of benefits.
All right.
For the especially for the new generation, not only new generation, for all people around the world. But the point here is that whatever has been made forbidden in the religion of Islam, you should consider it to be forbidden.
Okay.
I want to say that by coming this new technology, so-called new technology, because I think is not something very, technology has its own definition, you know. By this facilitation of the, exchange of the idea among the people, mm-hmm. And this social media, it doesn't make the Islamic laws, for example, what is forbidden to be lawful, or vice versa.
Do you think that there is a conspiracy plan or something like that, a plant, to give, for example, religious laws to young communities in order to redefine it and then dilute it?
Maybe.
Because, for example, that religious law might be strict in terms of legislative system. So now let's dilute it through some young redefinition of Islam.
And maybe it's kind of hypocrisy here, And unfortunately, some people, some policymakers, they want to, as you mentioned, dilute some of the Islamic laws, try to make it easy, for example, for the people to whatever, to unleash your desire, go to whatever you like. You know, these kind of slogans that you find on social media, for example, practice whatever you like, and so on and so forth. Yes, for sure, we have this kind of hypocrisy in the social media. But the point here is that I was wondering that why they put technology against the religion.
Uh-huh.
You see that this divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supportive of the science. For example, we have a lot of narration that utlubu al-ilm walaw bis-seen, very famously frequently quoted from Noble Prophet Muhammad, go and get knowledge from whatever land you like, even, for example, for the far-fetched land like China in that time. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It was the first religion which encouraged getting knowledge, obtaining more knowledge,
and to
be supportive of the scientists, of the physicians. So why do you want to? Some people they put this Islam and technology against each other.
Okay, for sure, it's not against each other. Islam is after scientific, we can say, developments, but the case is that some of them go to extreme. For instance, you can find on TikTok or Instagram some, for example, LGBTQ plus, for example, Muslims or queer communities, Sheikh, okay? For sure, these things are considered as haram, isn't it? But some people might say that, okay, it's a modern age, it's a modern necessity, so transgenders, queer, LGBTQ, all of them might be allowed, even by religion like Islam, Sheikh.
You see that Islam is the religion of fitra or nature.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the concept of fitra and nature, fitra of mankind is the thing that is bestowed upon the people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with that fitra and nature. It never changes because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself created us with that nature. That is why the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us is in accordance with that fitra and nature. Then this nature and fitra does not differ from a civilization to another civilization, from modern era to the traditional era, or from, for example, a secular society to a religious society.
All right.
Because this nature of man is always the same nature.
Uh-huh.
For instance, we need water. Water is something that we need always. Makes no difference whether we are in China, America, we live in the first, for example, century, second, third, fifth, 15th, I don't know, whatever.
All right.
Wherever we are, whenever we are,
yes,
we need water.
Okay.
This is our nature.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows what water is.
Yes.
And how is it useful and helpful? How should take it? How should consume it? Then there are some things that are really natural.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to these natural sort of things that naturally exist with us or within us, we cannot change it,
okay.
As we cannot change, for example, our desires towards water.
Uh-huh.
No one can change it. That is why when Islam talks about some of the Islamic principles or teachings or laws or legal system, these are the things that in accordance, they're completely compatible with that nature of man.
We should not claim
that, for example, this nature changes from a civilization to another civilization, from an era to another era, from a religion to another religion, from a culture to another culture.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Which one is more important, a da'wah to Islam or being a homosexual? I mean, for instance, can't a Muslim homosexual put people onto da'wah into Islam? Or this is an impossible action which is doing by some people? I mean, this has something which has been wrongly putting together. I mean, being a homo and then from a LGBTQ plus community and then giving da'wah to the young generation to join Islam.
You know, the opposition towards true message of God in the history of mankind always have existed. It's not something new. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the story of the prophets, you see that the prophet Nuh, alayhi salam, for 900 years, he invited the people to the right path, but no one listened to him. It's not something new, you know? Or, for example, when it comes to the story of Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim was in the presence of his ashab even, and no one protected Ibrahim against that burning. And when it comes to the story of Prophet Musa, Musa was forced to leave his own land, his own homeland, by Pharaoh. And the poor Musa and his people left Egypt. And you see the crucifixion of, let's say, Prophet Jesus Christ, Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. It seems that in the history, always the true messages of God were not listened, were not taken serious by majority of the people. I think same is the case for nowadays. Nowadays, maybe many false, wrong kind of things might be promoted, might be propagated.
In the name of Islam.
In the name of Islam or in the name of against
Islam. Or within Islam.
But the people who are really searching the true Islam, the true message of God, the true teachings of Islam, which are really, really compatible with the true nature of man, they should find, they should search, they should conduct studies and research, they should contact the scholars to find out the true message of Islam. They should trust on these falsehoods or false kind of preachings that you see maybe available here and there because of what? Because of their YouTube incomes, I don't know, TikTok incomes, they might sometimes
propagate some wrong things. And the money, fund. Being funded is another reason. I mean, maybe there are, the such groups, Gen Z, invitation into Islam and proclamation is not funded by authentic Islamic sources, okay? Da'wah or drama, some people call it, brother Nur Muhammad. Is it a da'wah or is it a drama? I mean, a dramatization of some invitation into the people and playing with the emotions of the young generations, especially for the ladies' part.
Exactly.
This is a question. This is a question. Is it a da'wah or a drama?
Yeah, you know, as I said, whatever in the religion of Islam is forbidden according to the nature, as my brother mentioned, according to the nature, God-given nature of human being, is forbidden forever. Nobody can change that because Islamic laws are in accordance to the real needs and to the God-given nature of human being. So nobody can change it by excuses. وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَزُدًا in the verse of Noble Quran, you cannot go by the wrong means for the right goals. When your means are forbidden, for example, as homosexuality and whatever, by these forbidden means, you cannot preach the religion of Islam.
Even if you have inclination towards your same gender as a homosexual. Can we consider it as a kind of test and tribulation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you? I mean, because there are lots of tests and examinations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, okay? Everybody, Sheikh Nur Muhammad and Sheikh Rouhani, this is my question for you too, is examined in a way. Some people are by money, some people are by power, some people are by position. Can we say that this kind of sexual inclination can be considered as a test for you, whether Satan will deceive you or not?
First of all, you should test this inclination. For the most cases, this is not authentic tendency. I want to say that this is fake one. That guy thinks that he has some kind of tendency to the same sex. Because he has influenced by the social media. And if it is real, for the rare, very rare cases we have, the seldom, some people, they have these rare tendencies, they should go to the physician.
Okay. That's...
Or to the therapist, yeah.
That's right. Okay. So how do you see the future of digital Islam, Sheikh Rouhani? Is it going to get anywhere? Is it going to get to the right path? Or no, it could be, for example, into the wrong path. And day by day, is it being deviated, I mean, from the path?
I think it depends that how much the true scholars, the real scholars of Islam, the experts, the professionals, the maraji and ulama and hawazat ilmiya, Islamic seminaries, how much would they be active in the cyberspace? If they leave the cyberspace to these youth and young generations of Muslims who pretend to be scholars, but in reality they know nothing about the true message of Islam and teachings of Islam, then of course deviations, alterations, these sort of problems would be something absolute. And we cannot deny and reject it. So that's why... If Maraji and Hawazat Ilmiya and Asatidha or the expert and professional scholars of Islam, if they actually come and become active and invite the people and preach the true message of Islam and teachings of Islam to the youth, to the young generations, then of course we would have a better kind of, let's say, Islamic activities, Islamic preachings in the cyberspace and also in social networks.
That's right. So on that time that the young generation can refer to the most authentic sources, or even, for example, the digital pages and the pages on the social media, TikTok, Instagram, so on. So in order to have their knowledge about Islam, that's it. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for your nice elaboration regarding the digital Dawah and the future of Islamic Dawah. I mean, Muslim youth movements, TikTok faith and digital Dawah. It was very kind of you. And whether the Gen Z can redefine Islam in the age of social media or not, it was very kind of you. Thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.